Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Monday, July 18th, 2022, and information is provided up to date as at 5 a.m. Eastern Time. Futures markets are indicating a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 1.1%. This follows higher trading in both Asian markets and early European markets on the back of a strong Friday US session. The US 10-year is up a basis point, yielding 2.94%. The dollar is down against the euro, pound and yen. Oil, gold and industrial metals are broadly up, and cryptocurrencies are also up. In overnight news, markets continue to dial back the odds of a July 100 basis points Fed rate hike following recent pushback by some Fed officials against tightening too aggressively. The peak inflation narrative has been supported lately by falling inflation expectations, a pullback in commodities, tightening financial conditions, and softening macro data. We also have reports that while President Biden's trip to Saudi Arabia last week did not result in an immediate pledge to boost crude oil output, he noted that the Saudis shared his urgency to increase production and that the president expected further steps in the coming weeks. On the data front, New Zealand Q2 CPI was above consensus and reached a new 32-year high on a year-on-year basis. And Singapore June non-oil domestic export NSA was below a month ago. Due up on today's US economic calendar, we have July NAHB housing market index, followed by May TIC flows. In corporate news, the Sunday Times has reported that Starbucks is considering the sale of its UK operations. The paper reports that the company has an advisor seeking interest for the unit, which consists of more than 1,000 stores, 300 of which are operated by Starbucks. The company is said to be evaluating its strategic options for its company-owned international operations, but it hasn't yet started a formal sale process for the UK unit. And Bloomberg reports that Squared Capital is considering a takeover of Fresh Del Monte Produce, with sources saying that Squared's deliberations are at an early stage. Bloomberg also reports that Netflix may syndicate its shows, with people familiar with the talks saying that the company is discussing various potential ways of adding revenue, including syndicating its older series and placing its movies in theaters. And Boeing has released its 2022 commercial market outlook, which includes a projected demand for more than 41,000 new airplanes through 2041. On today's earnings calendar, we have Bank of America, Synchrony Financial, Charles Schwab, and Goldman Sachs due to report before the market open. And we have IBM due to report after the market closed today. Asian equities traded higher on Monday. Australia closed with solid gains, but the region was led higher by the Hang Seng and other China markets on the news of bank support for developers. South Korea and Taiwan closed higher. Southeast Asia was also stronger. India opened with gains and Japan was closed for a holiday. Bloomberg reports that China's Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission has asked lenders to provide credit to eligible developers in order to complete unfinished residential properties. The move comes after hundreds of home buyers last week stopped paying mortgages on at least 100 projects across 50 cities, prompting regulators to meet with banks as fears of contagion to the wider financial market grew. European markets are trading higher this morning, with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all showing gains. UK Chancellor Sunak is still the front runner in the race to succeed UK PM Johnson after television debates on Friday and Sunday. Conservative MPs were due to hold another round of votes today to eliminate the next candidate, and the fourth and fifth ballots will be held Tuesday and Wednesday. And it is a crunch week for Italy as PM Draghi's government is on the brink. PM Draghi is under mounting pressure to reverse his pledge to resign as soon as this week and avoid throwing Italy into chaos as economic warning signs are building. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Monday, July 18th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.